Now to continue our story. You will recall that in the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger drama, a band of hooded riders carried out a series of daring raids in the Greenville Territory. The Lone Ranger discovered that these raids were directed against those who had sentenced the half-breed Mendoza to death. As our next scene opens, we hear the door of Selkirk's house burst open, and then the commanding voice of the Lone Ranger.
Don't move, Selkirk.
What?
I have it covered.
Mess. And alone. Slick, ain't you? Figured we'd be watching for your whole band.
Were you?
Yes, I was. Thought you'd fool me by coming here alone this time, eh? Well, my cash ain't here.
I know it isn't.
You know? Hey, you don't talk like a half-breed.
I'm not.
And you're big. I thought your bunch was breeds and the leaders was pint size.
You're right, Sig. Some of the outlaws are breeds and the leader is small in size. But I'm not one of the band.
You ain't.
I'm here to help you. Those outlaws will be coming just as you supposed, and I'm hoping to see their leader.
Slim chance of it. He's too blame slick.
I want to follow the band and learn where their hiding place is. It'll be easier than following the faint trail they leave.
Can't follow them.
Why?
They got the fastest horses around here.
I'll match my horse with theirs.
That's good, and match your horse with theirs.
That's what I said. I want your help, Selkirk.
Well, I ain't falling for no tricks. It said that they're the slickest crooks alive. And this is likely just one more trick to get me to show where my cash is hid.
I'm afraid when I tell you what I want you to do, you'll be even more convinced that it's a trick.
What's that?
I want you to give the outlaws your cash when they come.
Yeah?
Yes.
So that's the scheme. Pose as a friend of mine, out to help me. Get me to agree to let them crooks have my cash so you can follow them and locate their hideout. Why, dead wretcher, I see through that scheme.
But you're wrong. I need your help if we're to find the other money that's been stolen.
Well, you don't get it. Tell me such a yarn and think I'll fall for it. Tell me your horse can outrun them others.
It can, it will.
You won't have no chance of keeping the pace with him, even if you're on the level.
I haven't time to waste with you, Selkirk. I'll show you my horse and you can judge for yourself. Come outside.
I won't.
Come on.
Let go of my arm.
Outside.
Stop dragging me.
Here, Silver.
Silver.
There's the horse I spoke of.
Land sakes alive. The size of it.
Are you going to help me or not?
Silver. You call that horse Silver.
That's my horse's name.
Masked. Tall. That voice. That horse. Great gun, stranger.
Listen.
The Raiders! The Raiders is coming!
They're coming. Are you helping me or not?
Helping you? You bet your life I am. Who is they that wouldn't help the Lone Ranger?
Good enough. Tonight we'll tell the tale. I'll be waiting. Yep. Come on, Silver!
The raiders, their hoods lashed close about their faces, charged down on Selkirk's home. They swiftly surrounded the building while one of their number dismounted and ran inside.
I'll make sure move, senor. Or we will shoot.
So it's my turn, eh?
You know what we're here for. Make it fast. The money.
My money, eh?
Capriste.
Ain't no use trying to bluff you. The cash is in that flour sack in the corner.
I take a look. You stand still.
It's there all right enough.
I see it. Good. I take this sack and all.
Now, look here. Can't you leave me a little cash for myself?
No. No, we go. You make number 7. There will be others, senor. We return again pronto.
Oh, but listen, won't you let me?
No.
You have it?
Si, senorita.
To the saddle, then, and ride.
Si, senorita. Hey,
they got my cash, boys. Boys, get them. They got all my cash.
No, Selkirk is cleaned up.
There they go. Ain't no horse alive to get them.
Where's the law?
There ain't no law where that man is concerned.
No, wait, boys. There's a law, and there's a horse to get him. And there he goes.
The Lone Ranger mounted on Silver, raced after the outlaws. Carita and her men soon knew they were being followed. The hooded riders were mounted on the finest horses in that region, but they were no match for the great horse Silver. They urged their mounts to their fastest speed, but soon they heard the Lone Ranger's ringing shout.
Ride! We must go faster!
We cannot!
The rail! It is just ahead!
Beyond! We may be safe!
Faster! Faster!
There is but one way, Carita. We must shoot him!
No!
It is the only way. We must shoot him to stop him.
I will have no murder. Ride! Ride for the Rio Grande!
The fugitives reached the Rio Grande and sent their horses splashing through its water.
Hey,
Once more on firm ground, the Lone Ranger finally overtook Karita and her band. Silver plunged past the outlaws and drew up to Karita's horse.
Stop your horse!
Stop!
I want to speak to you.
Let me go.
I shoot.
Get back. I'm watching every one of you.
Let go.
You're going to ride with me.
No.
We shoot.
No, not shoot him.
You're riding in my saddle.
Stop and let me go.
A girl.
Let me go.
The rest of you keep back. Hi-yo, Silver. Away. We're going to ride ahead of your friends. There's a lot I want to say to you.
No, let me go. Let me go, I tell you.
Struggling won't help you. Come on, Silver!
The outlaws dared not fire at the Lone Ranger for fear of hitting Karita. Their mounts could not possibly overtake Silver, and they were forced to permit the masked man to carry away their leader. They continued, nevertheless, toward their headquarters. The Lone Ranger and Karita had arrived before them. We hear the girl speaking.
I understand, Senor, but now my men, they have returned.
They had no place else to go?
No.
Are you convinced of the truth in what I've told you?
With the proof you offer, I have no choice. I've made so great a mistake.
One man is dead.
See, but believe me, amigo, you killed as paid in full.
I do believe you, Senorita.
My name is Karita.
We must start back at dawn, if you are still willing to go back.
I have given my word.
The sooner you return to Texas, the sooner there'll be happiness where there's been misery.
Say my name.
Senorita Mendoza.
No. My name, Karita.
Karita, will you speak to your men?
My father, in happier days, before he became what you told me, would say, Carissima Karita. You know what that means in your language.
Men, stand back from that horse. Senorita Mendoza will speak to you.
You can't.
Quiet! You hear what I say. At dawn, we return to Texas. We take back with us all that which we have stolen. We go without the hood. We go unmasked.
We face jail. We face death as your father, our master.
We face Texas justice with our faces unmasked. My vigilantes, I have heard new things of Texas law.
It means we have failed. Our work is not finished.
Our work is done, Jose.
We face jail. We hang like thieves.
We put faith and trust in the stranger who stands beside me. I have spoken. We ride at dawn.
The Lone Ranger made the return trip to Greenville alone. Outside town, he met Tonto, who told him that everyone in town knew the masked man had persuaded Selkirk to give up his money to the hooded riders. The following morning, when the Lone Ranger entered town, he was greeted by a crowd of shouting men.
Where's the cash? Did you get it?
Lead us to the hideout.
Did you locate the thieves?
Wait! Listen to me! People of Greenville, these night raiders were led by a girl. A daughter of Manuel Mendoza, whom you sentenced to death some time ago. She's made a terrible mistake and wishes to correct it. Her orders to the men who followed her were that no one was to be seriously harmed. Zeke was killed, and the man who shot him paid for it with his life.
Hey, look yonder. There she comes.
The raiders coming again.
Please, don't open fire on them. I gave them my word that you'd let the girl speak before you judged her and her men.
Keep cunning leather.
That girl wants only to see justice done.
We ought to drill a lot of them.
They're coming to return your money. Let the girl speak.
Hey, folks, let her have a chance.
Amigo, you have told these people.
They will listen to you, Karita.
Good. People, I have made the great mistake. I could not think my father was so wrong. He sent me a message just before he paid for his crimes, telling me of injustice that was done him. He beseeched me to take the men who work for us at the rancho and come to seek vengeance on those who pass judgment on him. I could not kill or have killed. I gave order only to rob. That man has told me the truth. I've learned that my father was not what I wanted to think of him. I have learned that your American justice is a good justice, that my father was a bad man, deserving of what punishment he got. That is why I come now, to bring back not only what was taken, but twice as much, to repay for the injuries you have suffered. I ask peace and the chance to return home.
The girl has thrown herself on your mercy. She's convinced that your American justice is fair. She surrenders to you.
I say we should let the poor girl go. Gosh, she ain't had no easy time of it.
Fellas, I feel that every one of us has sometime or other done something we were sorry for. And the one big thing about the West is that a person can get a second chance here.
Anyone that wants a second chance to do right can have it, for all of me.
Let the girl go back to her home.
The man that says she can't has me to deal with. Sakes alive, I'd likely have done the same thing.
Oh, amigo. Senora. I thank you.
Come on, Silver.
Now, let's get back to our own places and let them folks from below the border do the same.
All right, get that girl. Take that girl.
Here, miss, you're plumb tuckered out. Before you start back for home, come to our place and refresh yourself.
You people, you are so good. I thank you.
See, miss, let me ask you just one thing.
See?
Just how could this masked man convince you that you was wrong about your paw and that he was telling you the truth?
You, senor, perhaps would not understand.
The heck I wouldn't. Just tell me.
He took me in his arms. He held me on his horse. He was so grand, so brave, so strong.
Yeah, but what did he do to prove that...
I knew, senor, he told the truth because, you see, I admired him, so I trusted him. I loved him.
And that's all that it took to convince you?
Si, senor.
Well, I'll be doggone. I can't savvy women.
Come on there, Silver, old boy. We are on the trail of bank thieves. Hi-yo, Silver. Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.